Hello, thank you, and welcome again. I want to give a brief update about the IXPs in Germany. Last year, Theo and Malte came up with the idea to not let every IXP do the update on its own, that we have probably a lot of lightning talks after each and another. So we decided to make a short questionnaire and send it out to every IXP in Germany and collect all the data back and give here the brief update what we have got as answered from them. So we talked to all of the IXPs in Germany which we know about or which we reached. It was a spontaneous idea last year. We asked 18 IXPs, 12 answered, which is better than last year. And hopefully, until next year, we get the contact details of also the last IXPs to get an update from everybody. So the answers, which you will see in the following slides, are directly from the IXPs. There's no reduction from our side. And of course, most of, or from a lot of IXPs, there is staff on site here from at the DNOC. So if you're interested in more follow-up, don't hesitate to contact them directly if you find them or talk to the orga, then we can help you find the right people. Okay, we indicated for some values where there were changes, like numbers got bigger or smaller or kept probably the same. We didn't do for the local ASNs, as we thought it's not a valuable KPI, just having ASNs at the IXPs. We would probably need to dig deeper in it if this is a content provider which brings you a kind of a value or a big access net, so we just leave that out. We will start with the IXP from which we got the answer at the latest and go to the IXPs who answered as first, so you can, I don't know if this is a KPI, but at the end it's just this ordering to have an ordering in all the IXPs after another. Okay, so basically we have these three questions at every IXP. Highlight of the last year, most significant change in the last year, and what the IXP for itself think is the next big thing in the next 12 months, so until next DNOC. Okay, for NLIX, they have as highlight 400 and 800 gigabit ports in Amsterdam. Frankfurt will follow shortly. We want to focus on Germany, but here you see Amsterdam as in this IX, probably Germany is the second market, and therefore you probably see the highlights first in the Netherlands and then coming to Germany. The significant change at NLX is the BGP community at the route servers, and they asked me to do the smiley there, so the community will know how to handle that statement. Next big thing, connection to Dublin, upgrade to Paris, investigating additional sites in Germany, and I think you can read out the numbers here on your own, the sites, the local ASNs connected, local capacity, and the peak traffic which got up from last year. With that, we go to the Equinix IX with highlight from the last year, 40% new members over the last 18 months in Frankfurt. Also, Equinix has several locations. We are focusing here on the German market, which is the metro in Frankfurt. They have a significant change, the added Jeddah as new IX with now 30 participating countries and 17 IX metros in EMEA, including this one in Frankfurt. And the numbers below are the one metro campus site in Frankfurt, and they will start an IX reselling program, which will be announced by them on a later time. The next is in Bremen, Bremen IX, operated by the LWL.com. You will also find the colleagues here on site from all of the IXPs which we had until now are colleagues here on site. Bremer X switched successfully to IXP manager as highlight and most significant change. And the next big thing is connect the remaining ASNs in Bremen. So if you're operating an ASN in Bremen and you're not connected to Bremer X, you probably will be haunted by their colleagues here at DNOC. The numbers are for their own. You can read them also later in the slides. And we go forward to IKIX. They're operating 5 metros in Germany, as listed below. Well, in the last 12 years, the outcomes in current times are no big changes as during last year, and significant change, as they stated, consolidations and suspected upgrades across the metros, which seems for me a stable operation. And the next big thing would be the deployment of bigger than 100 G-ports. With that numbers in these 5 metros, Frankfurt, Düsseldorf, Hamburg, Berlin, and Munich, we'll go ahead to the next IXP, the Community Internet Exchange. The highlight is they doubled the peak traffic to about 100 to 128 gigabits, which is, I think, for a community internet exchange, a big number. And we'll look at new POPs in Hamburg and Düsseldorf. Today, they are in Berlin and Frankfurt. And then we go to KANIX in Karlsruhe. As next big step, they want to migrate all members to a new own dedicated hardware platform to move away from the shared platform they are on right now. And as you see, the numbers for them. And with that, we will go forward to BKIX. They had their 20th anniversary party in the last 12 months. I think it was half a year ago. And new managing directors. And looking at 400 reports, not only for customer, but also for the transport system in the next 12 months. And as we copied all the answers as they were in the questionnaire to the slides, you see as Metro 2 to 5, the answer we like to keep hearing local, so there's only one metro. Okay, next IX is the Rheintal IX. They are located around the Lake of Konstanz. Highlight was that they got the MPLS capable switches sponsored and moving all the servers to a virtual platform. Next big thing would be to do the ring around the Lake of Konstanz. There is a part in Lindau missing, and then we probably will also see bigger numbers below there. So the site here is named, or the metro is named Konstanz, but as far as I remember, there are more cities around the Lake of Konstanz. Then NIX in Nuremberg, quite stable operations, nothing to highlight. Probably they have done everything right, so it's just running. And then we are coming to DKIX. A little longer answers, so they have 2 slides. I will just highlight some bits of it, as you can read also the slides on your own. 30 terabits new traffic record, very strong growth, especially in Munich, CDNs rejoining. The significant changes, we had also a talk about that today, about the transition to the EVPN peering LAN, and a second significant change, increase number of global enterprises for the cloud and peering services. So we see a strong growth in the cloud. DKIX started operating in Leipzig. With that, I will go to the next slide with the numbers. There are no numbers in traffic for Leipzig, but the sites are live. And well, as you can look on the other side, strong peak traffic growth also there. It gets more and more complicated to number and count all the sites in Frankfurt, not only for DKIX, but also for EKIX. A lot of data centers there. So at the end, you check on the websites of the IXPs if they're in the locations where you want to have them. In Stuttgart, the Stuttgart IX joined Euro IX and prepared for possible blackouts with an additional UPS. And the next big thing will be that their new larger CDNs will join. The numbers for Stuttgart below. And we're heading to Dortmund. Unfortunately, not much happened this year. some time constraints. Smaller IXPs are often cooperated from other with other companies, but they got route servers and RPKI implementation. And the next big thing will be to get more members, build a more active community in Dortmund, and maybe more sites there. And with that, that were the first who answered, so they are the last slide. I think it took them only some seconds to answer to that email. That was a very short and brief update with the answers from the IXPs. We got more than last year, but obviously the question is this interesting for you? Should we do it the next year in the same format? Do you want to have more information? If so, please state it in when you rate the talks or write us an email to ixp-update@dinoc.de. Or if you have questions now, not to the IXPs, but to the talk, I can obviously answer them now. Thanks.
Thank you, Tim. Are there questions here that Tim can answer that the audience wants to place on him? No. This is the chance before we get to the last talk for today.
So one second. We'll come.
Yes.
Internet has also no questions.
Internet has but no questions about.
Please continue. I like the talk.
Oh, Stefan, once again.
Tim, you're aware that the data you have collected there, that there's other databases, internet, and also other organizations are collecting them. It would be maybe nice to have there a linked list. And if you talk to the internet exchange points, which are maybe newer, maybe give them also a nice list of other sites where they could add their statistics stuff. So it would be great if the IXPs would add their statistics to these centers, to these official public databases too. I don't mention here name because there are actually two of them.
Okay, yeah, thanks for that. Then we can catch up later in which sources we can collect the information. Thanks.
I have a microphone. Just one more remark on behalf of Stuttgart X. We've peaked now at 58 gigabits, but this, we answered this questionnaire quite early.
That's good news. So, do we have any other questions or additional facts to tell? Then I believe we are so far that I'm gonna hand over to Patrick and Momo, who are on their way to the stage.
Thank you,
Tim. One warm applause.